Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Grey's Academy. That's right, we have a special, extra special April 22nd Earth Day episode. It's the Earth Day special, guys.
Nope. This is going on the 23rd. It's the day after Earth Day.
God dang it. Well, it's still the Earth Day special.
Every day is really Earth Day.
If only. I'm Kelsey.
I'm Carmen, and it's a beautiful day to insert sarcastic quote here about the general state of the world, I guess.
We're gonna do this
Grey's Anatomy, the trivia board game. Is this, how many, what seasons is this?
This is from, it says 2007 on it, but I feel like it was the first three seasons when I last checked it out, but this is... It's a tin, It's got one of the OG pictures, one of the OG cast shots on it. We got Addison on here. We got Mark. Well, Mark's on here, so it's got to be at least Mark and Kelly are on here. We got Addison, Burke, Mark, Alex, Derek, Christina, Izzy, George, Miranda, Richard, Callie, and Meredith. Also, weird that Meredith is all the way over here.
Yeah,
and Derek is standing in the center. I do hate that.
Well, Derek is, not to get ahead of ourselves in episodes, but he is the center, center of the universe.
And a butt.
And a butthole, yes.
Okay, let me open it.
Also, while you're...
This could be covered in spiders, and I wouldn't know until I opened it, because I have not opened it in years.
That would be scary. We just did a Patreon cold open, and I just feel like there were so many things that we could have talked about that we didn't talk about. So I'm sorry if that one felt a little bit boring and bland, but we're gonna make it
talked
up.
About it.
That we couldn't have talked. We couldn't. I'm saying we couldn't have talked about the thing.
So this is what the board looks like. We have the hospital. We have operating room, second floor, first floor, chutes and ladders style, cardiothoracic surgery, orthopedics, the pit, plastics, the locker room is where you start, complications. Oh no. What is that one? Administration, OBGYN, neurosurgery, second floor to third floor. So yeah, it's a pretty dope ass game.
I'm ready to do this. I mean, and I'm ready to win. And I'm ready to show the world how little I remember from these early seasons.
Yeah, I'm excited. And what's great is, oh my gosh. Wait, this is so cute. I have no recollection of this. These are the playing pieces. The badges.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, how cute is this? Oh my gosh. I should tape our picture onto one of them.
That's hilarious. We should have our own badges.
This is so funny.
George sucks.
So real. And then there's just this one that says intern. This is us. See how much Carmen remembers. I predict little to none remembering. But we'll see. I could be wrong. Memo to all new interns. And that's the direction. Amazing. Okay. So Yeah, we're not actually playing the board game. I'm just going to ask him the questions.
I'm going to get them all right. I'm going to get them all right.
Maybe we'll play one way when we're together. Maybe we'll play the board game. Complication cards. Those are funny. Okay. Wait, no. Go away. I don't want this.
Also, while Kelsey's getting that squared away, I want to ask everyone to hit that 5-star button, hit that review button, hit that share button. Help us in the algorithms. I've learned today in real time that while we are consistently in like the top 100 for after shows within like Apple Podcasts, if you go to the podcast after show page and like you just like do the discover thing and you look around, it only goes to the number 60. And right now we sit at number 79, which in the grand scheme of after show podcasts is the top 1%. It is incredible. We can't thank you all enough. But we would love to be in one of those top 10th of 1%, right? We want to be those top 1%ers of the 1%ers.
For people to find us.
Yeah. So if you guys could all hit that share button, that like button, that subscribe button. If you haven't left a review already, write one out. If you have left a review, go to a different platform. Make a new account. Do a review on someone else's phone. Steal someone's phone. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a husband or a wife, take their iPhone. And just start downloading Grey's Academy episodes. Hit that 5-star button. Give the review. Go to Spotify if they have Android. And then after that, go get them a new phone. And hit that review button. Hit that 5-star button. Hit that comment button. Hit that share button. Share it to your Instagram stories. Do it. It helps the algorithm and it helps us create more content for you all to listen to. And with that, let's fucking do this. Let's crush this.
Do it. I'm reading these and I'm like, wow, these are so easy. But then I have to remember that you have only seen it once. So I actually don't know.
Well, give me one that you find easy. Like, let's just do one.
Okay. Izzy's ex-boyfriend, Hank, played which professional sport?
Hockey.
Good job.
Thank you.
You did it. Good job.
I couldn't tell you who Hank is, but I remember him playing hockey.
Yes. Good job. What varsity sport did Alex excel at in college?
Wrestling.
Yes. Okay. I'm feeling better.
These actually are pretty easy so far.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's like in episode 3 of season 4, who was the protagonist? I don't fucking know. Denny?
Okay. Did you say season 4 because he was dead?
Oh, well, no. Yeah, that sucks.
How old was Christina when her dad died?
7.
Ooh, first wrong one. It's a 9.
Dang, I knew it was single digits though. Do I get at least half credit?
You don't.
Oh.
But I'm so sorry.
Just like in capitalism, you get no credit for no partial
yep,
credit.
No one gives a shit. Which doctor's motto is heal with love?
Is it a main doctor?
No.
Han?
Nope. Sydney.
Sydney! Don't even remember who that person is.
Exactly. See, this is where we're getting a little trickier.
It's okay. Keep asking me the easy ones.
Where are Meredith and Derek when Bailey catches them together for the first time?
In her car.
I don't know if it was hers, but it was in a car. So we'll
I think
say
it
that
was her
credit.
Car.
It just says in a car. It was at her house. True or false? This is actually very tricky.
Okay.
True or false, Patrick Dempsey and Justin Chambers are both the fathers of twins.
True.
Yes.
But I don't know why. How is it tricky? Is there like
because it's not really like Grey's related.
Oh, okay.
It's just like about the actors, which we don't really talk as much about that. So I wouldn't expect you to know as much about that.
I don't give a shit about the real people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. When Christina strips for Burke to cheer him up during his recovery at the hospital, who walks in on them?
Weber.
His parents.
Oh, no. How do I not remember that?
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, this is a hard one. I could not tell you this one. What is Meredith's blood type?
O negative.
Do you, is that just your guess or do you,
that's my,
like,
that's my
memory?
Guess. That's my guess.
I'm going to say a positive. It's a B.
Wow. Cause that's a rare one.
Mm.
I think they talk about it in the fairy episode.
Probably. How many days does Addison give Mark to stay celibate before she'll take him back?
30.
60.
Dang.
Do you remember how that storyline ends?
They fuck.
No, she fucks Alex and he sees and he lies and says that he didn't do it so that she gets off the hook.
Wait, say that again?
Addison and Alex, like, come out of the closet together. Like,
yeah.
Out of the supply closet. And
yeah.
Mark sees them. And so he's like, she didn't do it. She didn't stay celibate. And so then he lies and says, oh, I slept with someone, to, like, let her off the hook. So that she doesn't have to admit that she, like, didn't do it.
I vaguely remember that. Vaguely.
Who gets Izzy to finally take off the prom dress?
George?
No, it should have been George, but it was Meredith.
Hmm.
Where does Addison find Meredith's panties?
On the corkboard.
No, that's where she puts them. Where does she find them?
In the room, in the OR?
No.
Where were they?
They were in Derek's, like, tux jacket pocket.
Oh.
Pretty damning.
Yeah. What did he say? Did he say, I don't know how those got there?
They don't show that. They just show her finding them, washing them, and pinning them to the corkboard.
Mm.
There's no conversation. Because she says, I don't need to talk to this man. He's clearly fucking someone else.
Hmm.
Who tells Richard about Christina and Burke's relationship?
Izzy.
It's Burke.
Damn.
Yeah, we're not crushing the way we thought we would, are we?
It's okay. No. I still feel good. I feel like I've gotten more than I thought I would have already, though.
Okay. I mean, right now you've gotten four correct right now.
Out of how many?
Well, you've gotten 9 wrong.
Okay, so four.
So out of 13, you've gotten four.
That's still a B-plus average.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, don't do the math on it, then we'll never know.
Okay. Who does Christina call Bambi? There we go, we got an easy one.
George.
Yay!
Okay, I'm like, this should be easy. I was going to say J.D., John Dorian. By the way, anyone who hasn't watched the Scrubs reboot, it is very fucking good.
Oh, this is hard. I don't know if you'll be able to do this. Okay, name the 6 deceased characters who visit Meredith in the other place after she nearly drowns and dies. Now, you do not have to give me names, but if you could at least tell me which people they are.
Okay.
Alice. There's 6. Okay.
Denny.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
A woman.
Gonna need a little more.
A woman. Susan?
No.
No, I don't remember. That's all I can remember.
So, solid start. Dylan, Denny, Ellis, Doc the dog.
The dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember that they had a dog?
No.
Meredith?
Oh, I do remember they had a dog.
Yes, okay, because she's fucking the vet. Yeah, okay, God. And then Liz, who was the nurse Fallon, who had been Ellis's scrub nurse, and then she comes back in, and she's supposed to get a Whipple, but they don't end up doing the Whipple because she's actually, like, got, like, the pancreatic cancers.
I don't remember that.
And then Bonnie, the girl from the train who had the pole straight through her.
Oh, that's the girl I was thinking of. That's who I was thinking of when I said the
woman.
I knew it was a patient. Yeah, okay. So, half a point.
I'll allow it.
But it's okay. Just mark it wrong.
Okay. Where does Derek suggest he and Meredith bury their dog after he passes away?
In the ground.
Can you be more specific?
The ground, the fair, in the yard that he buys. He buys the yard, the land, on their land.
The land by the trailer.
Yes.
See, I got you there, but I'll give it to you.
The fairy ground would have been ridiculous because that's just water.
Just burial at sea for this dog.
A Viking, a send off on a Viking ship with a flaming arrow. God.
Which Seattle Grace doctor assists Erica Hahn with Denny's heart transplant?
It was Christina.
It was Bailey.
It was Bailey. That was, yeah. Yeah, totally don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Who said, I'm going to get fat just as a stopgap, just till I come up with another good plan. I'm going to eat all of these muffins and get really gloriously fat.
Izzy.
No. Izzy did make the muffins in question, though.
George?
No.
Christina?
It's Addison. It's okay to stop guessing.
Addison?
She says it at the bar. She's like trashed. It's after she finds the panties and she knows that she's going to have to get a divorce.
Ah, okay. Okay.
What is the O'Malley boys' Thanksgiving tradition?
Oh, they go hunting.
Yay. And follow-up question, while out hunting with his family, in what body part does George's dad get shot?
In the butt.
There it is. Two in a row, baby.
Look at that. B plus average.
A's to get A's, but C's get degrees.
Did I tell you what my GPA was in high school? Did I tell you that we looked at this randomly at Jess's family's house?
I feel like we did, and I did not love it.
Got a solid 2.58, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look that up. What's a 2.58 GPA? What is a 2.58
ideal
GPA? That is a C plus or a B minus grade. Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Guys,
I turned my life around after that, okay? Cut me some slack.
It's true. It's true. I will say, by the not ideal public schooling standards, it's not great. However, I don't think that schooling is like a one size fits all, and it's not tailor made for everybody. And I think you did really well considering you had a whole mess of shit going on when you were a youth.
Actually, I do. Can we take a pause? I have a funny story to tell you.
Okay. Tell me.
It's going to be a little bit of tea. It's about Sam.
Okay.
I forgot that this happened until you were talking about the shitty hand I was dealt, and she's part of it. So
is it the same story you told last week about the Pokemon cards?
Yep. My bad.
We are doing really well, you guys. We are doing so great right now.
Oh, go back and listen to the episode last week, and apparently I told a story about this. Anyways, continue. Ask me more questions.
Where did Christina go to medical school?
Berkeley.
No.
Brown.
No.
Harvard.
No.
UCLA.
I'm going to start giving you a wrong score for every wrong guess.
No! Where'd she go?
Stanford.
Stanford. Wouldn't have gotten there.
No.
The Mayo Clinic.
What color scrubs did Addison first wear at Seattle Grace?
Red. They were burgundy. No?
No.
What was it?
Salmon. Gray?
Salmon?
Yeah.
Salmon is in the red family. Are you kidding
Salmon
me?
Salmon is pink as hell, bro.
And pink is just a light red.
Mm-mm, we're not doing that.
Oh, my. I got that answer correct, and you know
no,
it.
No, you didn't. Pink is pink, and you know that because you own a lot of pink, and you wear a lot of pink.
Yeah, but
I know that's how I know you know that. If you had a pink shirt on right now.
What color is this?
That actually is burgundy.
Yeah, pink. It's just dark pink.
That's not, no. What color is your hat? You dumb fuck.
Deep
pink.
I do hate you.
Kelsey's favorite color is red, so she's probably being extra critical of me on this.
I like red and purple. What does Addison call the hot cocoa she gives Meredith for good luck?
Jism juice.
That's alarmingly close, but I know that you don't actually have any recollection of this happening. It is juju, though.
Juju. Sounds like I got that one right.
What board game do Izzy and Denny play?
Operation. Sorry, Monopoly.
It's
Trouble.
Scrabble?
Fucking dumb.
Who told Meredith to be thankful for the stupidity of the human race?
Ellis. Weber. Bailey. Damn. If you guys are at home listening and you guys know these answers, I want to know in the Patreon who is getting these right, because these seem hard. Do you know all these ones, Kelsey?
I've known a lot of them.
Okay.
I did not know the blood, Meredith's blood type, but I think I've known everything else. I've also read a bunch that I think are difficult, but I do know the answer to, but I'm not reading them because I'm like,
no, come on. Let me see. I'm going to surprise you. Just read. Give me a tough one. Give me one that you think is tough.
When Walter gets injured on the camping trip, who sews his head wound? Do you even remember who Walter is?
Totally. Walter is a core memory for me. And the answer is Derek.
The answer is Burke.
Damn it.
And
I
Walter was
gonna
is
say
Joe's
Burke.
Boyfriend.
Joe. Who's Joe? Oh, yeah. Oh, I do remember that. Oh, man. Whatever happened to Joe? Why did he leave the show?
Would love to know.
Man.
That all rhymed also.
Mm.
Okay, let's think about it because you're not going to remember it, but it makes sense if we just pause
okay. And
use our noggin.
Okay.
Who said, second place is mediocre, and to settle for mediocrity is, frankly, a sign of self-loathing and substandard work ethics?
Mark.
Okay, it's Christina.
I was going to say, I should have gone. I was going to say Christina, but you said to pause and think about it.
Well, because you have not taken a pause. You've
no,
just
no,
been
but I was
going to
say
words.
Christina. You. This is the thing they tell you on tests as a kid. Go with your gut. Don't overthink it. All I do is go with my gut and not overthink it. And I should have gone back and just said Christina, because that's what I was going to say. Gosh, fucking damn it. All right, I'm done. I'm done overthinking. No more pausing.
Which intern Weber. Does Bailey make watch her baby when she is forced to bring her son to work?
George.
It's Christina.
What? No, she didn't.
George does it voluntarily. Christina is forced to do it.
Oh, okay.
Before returning to his underground bike race, the injured bicyclist that Meredith treats does what for good luck?
Masturbates.
He kisses her.
Oh.
See, the thing about masturbating is that would never be on this show because it's on network television. So maybe.
Oh, but
just,
everything else
this
is okay.
This is another time where maybe we do pause and think.
Okay, fine. That one time you may have been correct.
Who does Christina tell about her pregnancy?
Meredith.
There
Burke.
You go. Nope. Just stop talking. It was Meredith. Only Meredith. I'll give you that
oh,
one.
Oh, that's right. Because he shows up after the tube exploded.
Yes.
Yeah.
When not in scrubs, Meredith is frequently seen wearing a t-shirt for what Ivy League university?
Dartmouth.
There you go.
They're an Ivy League school?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if I want to give you that point.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I'm also not going to mark it as wrong. I'm just going to yeah. pretend that didn't happen.
That question required me to have a knowledge of Ivy League schools.
It also, again, okay. What does Izzy knit? This is a two-part question.
Okay, okay, okay.
So listen to the whole question.
Mm-hmm.
What does Izzy knit for Denny when he's in the hospital, and what does she do with it before she gives it to him?
A sweater, and I think she sleeps in it.
Good job.
Yes. See? Look at that.
I'm going to give you 2 points for that one.
Thank you.
These numbers are not great. I'm trying. I want you to do well.
How far do we have to go to get 50-50?
So you have gotten 20 wrong.
Okay.
And 11 right. So you need 9. You need 9 right. Yes.
Yeah.
We are over 50% right now.
I feel pretty good. Well, we're not at 50%.
You have 11.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because you need to add the wrong and right together.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's okay.
What item does Burke think he must have in order to operate well?
His lucky scrub cap.
Yes! Good job.
Thank you.
This is an easy one.
Okay.
What color is Izzy's prom dress?
It's teal, I think. Is it like a green or a teal or blue? It's like in that, it's blue, teal, or green. It's like in that,
is it pink? It's the color of that water bottle that you held up.
Dark pink? Is it maroon?
Yeah, it's like a magenta-y burgundy-esque situation. I thought that was an easy one.
Dang. Yeah, my bad.
It's okay. See, now here's one that I don't super know the answer to. What kind of cancer does Harold O'Malley have?
Pancreatic cancer.
I also think it's pancreatic cancer. But also, is it? It's esophageal.
Mm.
I was going to say throat cancer, but I did not.
No, you're a fucking dumbass. You don't know great.
Pancreas.
Irony here is me calling Kelsey a dumbass for not knowing Grays. I don't know shit. Like, so I'm the worst.
These are good ones. Okay.
All right.
I don't know if these are easy, but I'm going to ask them. After her divorce from Derek, what does Addison do with her wedding ring?
She takes it to a pawn shop.
No.
She keeps it? She sells it?
Nope. She throws it off the ferry.
And dang!
They show her doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does Addison get poison oak?
From... she pees in the forest and she wipes her vagina.
Good job. Because she doesn't want to wake Derek up when she goes back inside.
Yeah.
So she pees outside. What does Adele demand that Richard do in order to save their marriage?
Retire.
Yes. Well done. And he does not. And then she dies. Oh, what is Bailey's husband's name? Now, this is up through season 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tucker. But
Tucker.
Yeah. Tucker Jones. Okay. Okay. We're doing okay.
I'm on a hot streak.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you'll know this one, I think. Who helps Izzy cook Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, my boy Burke.
Yes. Good job.
But not like, not his human person.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
no,
Burke,
no.
The likable
one.
Yeah.
Izzy paid for medical school by modeling for what fictional lingerie company? This is trickier than I thought it was. I do know it.
Schmictoria's Schmeekret.
No, it's Bethany Whisper.
If the question was, what did she do to get through modeling school? Or what did she get through to get through medical school? I would have gotten that answer.
Yeah. What nickname does George earn after he messes up during the first appendectomy?
007.
There you go. License to kill.
See, I know some of these.
You do. Do know some. How much time did Meredith spend in Europe before going to medical school?
2 years.
2 months.
Okay. I got the two right.
You were close. I did not know that one. I actually thought that was 1 year. I'm going to ask this question because it's really going to help me out on an argument. Who said, men don't buy tampons, I am not your sister?
George said
yes,
that.
Yes, and that's why we are not George stans. Shit like this. And
yeah.
People fucking gloss over it.
I buy fucking tampons bullshit. All the time.
Real.
Because we support women on this podcast.
Yes, correct.
Half of us on this podcast are women.
I have binders full of women. Who said to Derek, you don't get to call me a whore?
Meredith.
Hell yeah.
I'm crushing this. I'm on a comeback tour, baby.
You are. Don't call it a comeback. How does Derek greet Mark upon first seeing him at Seattle Grace?
He punches him.
Hell yeah, he does. All right, we are only 5 behind from you tying it up.
Okay, all right.
Denny almost didn't receive a new heart because the patient above him on the transplant list was on there how much longer?
3 months.
17 seconds.
Oh.
Who originally asked Addison to come to Seattle?
Weber.
Yes. Because he said, you called my wife. And Derek said, you called mine. Who does George punch when he finds out he has syphilis?
Yo, Alex.
Hell yeah.
Rip Olivia.
Where does Burke ask Christina out for their first date?
To a restaurant.
No, no, no. Yeah, sorry. Not where does he ask her to go. Where are they when he asks her to go on a date?
In surgery.
In the OR, yeah. I think they're finished with surgery. Or it's right before surgery. Anyways, it's in the OR.
Now, do I get that one?
Yes.
I feel like
yes,
I get
yes,
that one.
Yes,
okay.
I'm giving you that one. True or false, George's father was a truck driver.
True.
Very good.
I had a 50-50 shot on that one.
It's true. That's part of why I picked it. Early in her surgical career, Meredith is given a cooler to carry around containing which part of someone else's anatomy? This is like the second.
Is it not multiple choice?
It's not. She has to carry it around, I'll give you a hint, because it is evidence.
Excuse me, podcast burp. A finger.
It is a penis.
I was gonna say penis, too!
The one time he doesn't say penis.
The answer is always the penis.
Unfortunately, the answer is rarely penis, but in that case, it was. What is the name of the underground bicycle race that fills the ER with plenty of patients for the interns to fight over? It is crude. And unsettling.
moist butthole race. I don't know. What's
the dead baby bike race?
The dead baby. I do not remember that.
Okay. This is a good one. You can do this. Derek has a scrub cap displaying what favorite Seattle feature of his?
The ferry.
Very good. The ferry boat scrub cap. Claps for Carmen.
Thank you. Thank you. How close am I? How many do I need to get? I've missed a couple there.
Three. We need three.
To tie it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we could do this. We could do this.
Okay.
We're going to go until I get to half, and then we'll call it.
Which intern had to retake the test to qualify as an intern at Seattle Grace?
George.
It's actually Alex.
Oh, it was Alex. George had to redo his intern test.
I know. I should have.
I'm sorry.
I think about that one longer.
I do know that it's Alex.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. I think we'll do this. I think we can do this. To help get over Derek, Meredith has a one-night stand with a man named Steve. He comes into the hospital the next day with what problem?
His erection won't go away.
Yes. Very good. Only three more to go. What is Bailey doing when she gets paged back to the hospital for the train wreck?
Breastfeeding.
No. She was on a date with her husband. I don't even think she had given birth at that point. I think she was that she's there. They were at dinner for their 10th anniversary.
Okay. So we're down to
four. She comes back in like a big fancy dress.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't know if you can do this. I think you can do this. What is the name of the chief's administrative assistant?
Patricia.
Yes. I was like pretty sure if
would you have accepted Patty or Trisha?
Probably Patty, probably not Trisha.
Okay.
Okay. While the chief recovers from his surgery, who does he assign to be his quote unquote sponge to soak up hospital gossip?
George.
Yes. Very good.
I was mixing up when Mark was chief for a day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that was way farther ahead. That was way farther ahead, I think.
We already did that one. Hold on.
Ask me a question that I got right a couple times.
Where do George and Callie first announce to everyone that they got married?
In the hospital.
Where in the hospital? And also, kind of not really.
Oh. In the morgue.
Clinic.
Oh, yeah. Never wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah.
It's like one step forward and one step back, you know?
Yeah. Who told the chief about Burke's hand tremor?
Derek. Christina?
Yeah.
Dang it, I was gonna say Christina too.
Here we go. True or false, Izzy doesn't spend any of her inheritance from Denny before deciding to donate it to the clinic.
True.
It's false because she pays for that one girl's surgery.
Oh, don't remember that.
Oh, she has like, I want to say it's like severe scoliosis.
Ah.
And her insurance has to cover it. So Izzy drops like $300,000 on it.
Give me two more questions. I'm not going to make it back to 50%. This is hard.
We're so close. I keep trying.
Am I five away now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Give me two more.
Okay. I'm going to pick really easy ones.
I think I could do this, but also my computer is telling me that for some reason the disk is almost full and I need to save space by optimizing storage. So apparently I need to go through and delete files, but that doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel like I have to.
Okay. Why does Meredith keep her mother's Alzheimer's a secret?
Because she's embarrassed. And she's protecting her legacy.
Which she are you referring to?
Meredith is protecting Ellis's legacy.
Who's embarrassed?
Ellis and Meredith.
Okay. The answer is because Ellis asked her to.
Oh.
I was really trying to spoon feed you that one, and we're just going to pretend I didn't ask that question.
All right. This next question is going to be 10 points or nothing, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I got this.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm channeling my brain. I know what I'm doing here. I can do this.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
This is a good one.
This is worth 10
True
points.
True or false? Richard leaves his wife to be with Ellis.
False. He never
Yay.
Leaves her. Yo, your boy has done it all by his own. He's not broken any rules to get into the positive. We did it. That was fun, actually.
I do want to see if you remember this one.
Okay.
The clinic's first real walk-in patient is a father who needs help with what? You don't remember?
No.
His wife has died, and his daughter has gotten her period for the first time, and he doesn't know what to do, so he brings her to the clinic, and then Izzy and Bailey talk to her about it.
Yeah, do not remember that. Well, that was fun.
That was delightful.
I need to go back and watch Grey's.
Maybe watch Private Practice first. But this was great. I enjoyed that. And there's so many more. Each of these cards has 4 questions on it. And that's how many cards there are.
Wow.
So there's definitely no shortage of trivia. We could definitely do this all day. I'm obsessed with these little badges.
Yeah,
we need
to get some of those for ourselves.
Like, that's precious. I'm so into that. Okay, well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, if you're not a member of our Patreon, you can sign up there and find all kinds of bonus content, including today's cold open, where we kind of talked about how today has been super shitty, which was just a thrill a minute. But yeah, we love you guys so much, and we appreciate you, and I'm sure all of you got 100% correct on that. Let us know what you remembered and what you didn't remember. If anyone knew Meredith's blood type was AB, please let me know when they say that, because I don't remember. And I'll be impressed. So thank you guys so much for listening. And if you see Carmen at any kind of trivia, just remember...
No spoilies! We appreciate you all so much, and we'll see you all in the next one.